Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, it started with fast cars for bootleggers, but now NASCAR is one of the country's most popular sports, and they like to keep it that way by reaching out to minorities. It's the next big thing. But first, have you ever wondered if your ideas could change the world? Well, maybe you belong at the annual Aspen Ideas Festival. This year, the event brought together some of the world's most prominent thinkers, statesmen like Bill Clinton and Colin Powell, as well as leaders from business and the arts. And the man responsible is Walter Isaacson. He is president and CEO of the Aspen Institute. He speaks with us today from his office in Aspen, Colorado, with what could be the next big idea. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
What does the Aspen Institute do, and what is the Aspen Ideas Festival all about?
The Aspen Institute is, first of all, a traditional think tank, very nonpartisan. We look at everything from education to the environment to national security strategy. We also have leadership institutes around the world, four of them in Africa, a couple of them in South America, Asia, places like that. One of the things we've added more recently is public programs, because it had been a very closed institute, and we wanted to look at all of the ideas we've been kicking around in our policy sessions and open them up to the public. With people who work with us, ranging from Colin Powell to Bill Clinton to Karl Rove and others, come on out to Aspen and discuss whatever ideas they've been working on in a more public setting.
You recently published a book about Einstein. It's called Einstein, His Life and Universe. Do you think that your festival, your event, is going to discover the next Einstein, whether in the sciences or business or politics or the arts?
Well, thank you. One of the things I wanted to do when I wrote that book was to show that there was a burst of creativity around that period of when Einstein in 1905 to 1915 was doing his scientific thinking. You had great musicians like Stravinsky doing creative things, Proust and Joyce being very creative with the novel, but people being very creative in the roles of government and the roles of how nations could work together. We are losing that creativity right now. We're not thinking out of the box the way Einstein did, and frankly, the way Teddy Roosevelt did back then. And I just think that we should look at what are the sources of creativity and imagination, and we should be pushing ourselves to say we need another burst of that type of thinking today.
And you recently wrote a piece saying that with the election approaching particularly, that the candidates need to be pushed to provide some imaginative ideas and a vision for the future. So what are some of the big ideas that came out of the Ideas Festival that you want to talk to us about?
Well, one of the things I wrote about was when we faced a Cold War threat 60 years ago in the late 1940s, the threat of the expansion of Soviet communism, we were unbelievably creative. We came up with things ranging from Radio Free Europe to a revamped Voice of America, a Marshall Plan so that we could win the economic war, and a NATO so that we had a strong strategic alliance with our allies so that we could work together both in policing functions and military functions. We're facing a totally different type of threat right now, a jihadist threat of radicals, and we haven't done the same creative thinking. We haven't come up with the new military alliance or the new way to win hearts and minds in terms of things like Voice of America, but this time having the people who invented Google and MySpace invent something for the digital age rather than for the broadcast age.
Is there an idea that came out of the festival that people there thought, you know what, this just makes too much sense, but that will sound wacky to anybody else? Or just, it's going to be a tough sell, but we think makes perfect sense. Is there something like that?
You know, whether it was Tom Friedman talking about energy policy or Bill Clinton or even Karl Rove, but especially people like Clinton, I think there's a sense that if we were really bold, we would use taxes, and Alan Greenspan was here, and I think he somewhat disagreed with that because it would tamp down corporate productivity. But just say, if you're emitting carbon into the atmosphere, you got to pay for it. Now, as I say, that's a simple idea. Likewise, I think creating a new form of, instead of Voice of America, but having a great public diplomacy for the digital age was another big idea that came out. And finally, you know, we talked about the role of the arts. We talked about education. And for me, education is the most important topic we're going to be facing in the next 10 years, because I don't think we can deal with a two-tiered education system. Justice Stephen Breyer was out here. he was the one who wrote the stinging dissent in one of the race school race cases in the past month or so on the Supreme Court. And I think we were looking for ways to make sure that the new way of approaching education wouldn't leave minority kids or other kids behind and create a two-tiered education system.
One idea that you wrote about that caught my eye, you described the idea for a core of trained doctors, engineers, teachers, administrators, and municipal workers, some young, some retirees, that could be deployed to countries wanting help getting their hospitals, schools, and other institutions functioning properly. This is interesting because obviously people, I think, are familiar with the Peace Corps and may be familiar with Doctors Without Borders. But I can also imagine people saying, you know what, some of our institutions don't work particularly well.
Well, you know, Tommy Thompson, former governor of Wisconsin, Secretary of Health and Human Services, a Republican candidate for president, he was here pushing his medical diplomacy idea that we have young doctors and we have retired doctors who could create ships like we used to have Hope and remember those ships that used to go around the world helping people start hospitals in distant lands. Those type of things could be used, and as you say, it could be used in New Orleans after Katrina, it could be used after the tsunami, and it could be used in places all over the world. But I just think that if we had a core of volunteers, both VISTA and Peace Corps-like, meaning domestic and overseas, in which retirees and young people could truly serve their nation, I think the idea of national service was another one of the big ideas that came out, because we're involved in a great struggle at home and a great struggle abroad. People want to be a part of that struggle, but we haven't been called upon to do service. And I think whether you're a municipal worker, an engineer, somebody like my father who knows how to get up an electrical power plant, or you know how to build a school, or you know how to run a hospital, people like that should go into service both in places in America where it's needed, but certainly around the world where America's prestige is not at the moment at its high point.
Okay. Walter Isaacson is president and CEO of the Aspen Institute. His latest book is Einstein, His Life and Universe. He joined us today from his office in Aspen, Colorado. Walter, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for everything.